On this episode of the Leader Smith Podcast, I'm going to talk about pivoting to profit. You don't want to miss this episode.
In a world of incompetent bosses, micromanagers, and petty tyrants, one management professor claims that he can help you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. You are listening to The Leader Smith. Now, here is your host, Darren Gurdis.
Okay, so in the midst of the coronavirus, you, if you are owning a small business or you're involved in some kind of business that interfaces with the public that is not, just obviously going to succeed, like the mask business right now, you have to pivot very often in order to succeed. And so I'm going to give you a number of ways that different businesses have done that. And I'm going to do that by going back to another article from Forbes. This is also by Blake Morgan. If you go back to a previous episode, not Twitter Tuesday, the one before that, I talked about Blake Morgan and a great article. Blake's just crushing it here. This is another article by Blake. This is September 14th, so it was just a couple days ago. It's 25 examples of COVID-inspired customer experience trends in action. And she goes over a number of great examples. I'm going to go through all 25 very quickly. And then next week, I'm going to dive deep into one of them. On this next episode after this, I'm going to dive deep. Okay, so the first trend is virtual schooling. So we know that virtual schooling is a trend. We know that a lot of people are homeschooling or online schooling as opposed to going into school. So Bed Bath & Beyond got smart and they created a website to assist parents with that. And that's the one I'm going to talk about in the next episode. I'm going to dive deep into it. But it's pretty clever. So if you're not going into the Bed Bath & Beyond store, what are you going to do instead? The second one trend is virtual connections. So Ralph Lauren created shoppable Bitmojis. So let me give you a little backstory here. She said this, quote, Ralph Lauren teamed up with Snapchat to create virtual versions of real outfits for Snapchat's avatars. Now, this sounds to me like something that you absolutely don't need. But think about the smarts of this. I mean, so Ralph Lauren is going to create these virtual outfits that they put on their Snapchat. So, and it said, you know, it lets you try on clothes virtually before you're making the purchase. But it's so smart because it's just advertising, playing with this thing. And then you decide that, well, I really need to have that blouse or whatever. Pretty smart. So creating these shoppable Bitmojis. Okay, number three, working from home. We know that working from home is going to be a trend, but there are some organizations that have been just taking it in the teeth because of everything that's going on. So there's this one brewery, it's on the verge of going under. And so to create a new revenue stream, they start just, you know, renting out desks. People are going nuts at home, right? I mean, they're just like, I don't want to be at home anymore. I feel like that today, actually. So customers can reserve a desk at the brewery. They got plenty of space. They reserve a desk. It's socially distanced. They can enjoy a beer. They're at the brewery. So it's a win-win for the customer, for the brewery. It's keeping the brewery in business. And while this wouldn't be my scene, I think a lot of people would like to do that. And so it's a novel way of doing something more with what you've got. Okay, number four, brand partnerships. So Lowe's, like go to Lowe's, Home Depot, that kind of thing. Lowe's is partnering with designers for Fashion Week. Why? Because DIY projects are now becoming fashionable. Well, think about it. I mean, you're all at home. You're working on all kinds of things at home. DIY projects are becoming fashionable. Way to work in a different way than what you would ever have thought possible before. Okay, number five, trend is pop-up shops. So there's a fragrance brand in an ice cream truck called the Fume Truck. It's a mobile pop-up shop in New York, and it's DS and Durga is a physical store that had to close, and so now they're just in these pop-up shops. So I suppose when you see the DS and Durga truck and you buy one time, it'll tell you how to buy online or where they're going to be or something along those lines, but it's one way of making it work. Another trend, AR and VR. So this one I found really interesting. So Spatial is the name of the company. It creates holographic avatars for virtual interaction. So it's like Second Life. So that's the whole game. And I think we're going to see more and more of that as we go on. She said this, Spatial, an AR and VR powered platform that turns photos into holographic avatars that can collaborate in a virtual workspace. I mean, that just sounds cool. It sounds like something out of, you know, futuristic movies, maybe a less... eerie, what was that? Ready Player One. If you remember watching Ready Player One, just a year or two ago, it's that kind of thing. So I think that'll be interesting to see how that all plays out, because that is a wave of the future. Another trend: original content. So Spotify is the revenues were down, so they just started capitalizing on podcasts. And they got Michelle Obama and Joe Rogan, and they saw more than 150,000 podcasts uploaded in a single, I think it's supposed to be downloaded, in a single month, okay? So podcasts are a way of the future. I would not want to be in radio right now. Podcasting is like the on-demand version of that kind of thing. And by the way, if you're looking for great episodes of a podcast, I've got more than 80 episodes here for you. Okay, now moving along, number 8, digital connections. Netflix, this is brilliant. Netflix has Netflix Party. Netflix Party allows users to watch movies with friends legally and digitally. They can share this link and then they can watch it together on the screen, and they can actually remotely chat about the show while they're going on, all in this one combined, you know, this one Netflix Party app. I think that's really smart because, you know, people are kind of stealing Netflix on the side anyway. Here is a way for Netflix to allow people to feel like they're getting together and stay in the game with Netflix. Number 9, virtual companions. This is another AR, AI-based, so it's called Relic, created the world's first AI-based human partner, which uses VR and AR to bring a virtual partner to life, like holograms, like Help Me Obi-Wan, right? I mean, it's that kind of thing. Users can interact with their companion with a smartphone or on a VR headset, and it's kind of like having somebody there, so you can take a photo of somebody that you knew and bring them kind of to life in this digital way. That's something to watch. This is going to be a wave of the future, I think. Okay, number 10. I know that this is a wave of the future right now because I've been there. Drive-through ordering. Talk about Taco Bell's unveiling a new drive-through design where there's a lane for drive-through and then there's also a pickup lane. I see the same thing at Dunkin' Donuts. Not the pickup lane, but they want you to go on the app. They're trying to chase you out onto the app, and they give you incentives to do it, like get the app and they'll give you, you know, extra points for more donuts or drinks or whatever later on. And I order ahead. When my wife wants coffee, I'll order ahead and then I'll just breeze right through the lane. I've already paid for it. It's all good. So that drive-through ordering is a big trend. There's another one about Chick-fil-A that's coming up as well here. The next trend, video. So Tinder, this is great. Tinder is offering virtual dates. So not only do you text instead of talk, but now you can go on a virtual date with somebody instead of a real date, so you can socially distance. I'm not sure how well that'll work, but it's yet to be seen. Number 12 trend, at-home workout. So I've said many times here, Peloton. I would love to be in Peloton right now. I mean, what a great business model that must be compared to owning a gym. But Peloton is a very expensive product. So they're now coming out with a cheaper treadmill, and they're lowering the price point of their original bike while they're putting out new bikes on the market that are even more expensive. So Peloton is going to just reap a fortune during the pandemic. Okay, next trend, ghost kitchens. So she says this, quote, more restaurants are turning to ghost kitchens. Instead of having a physical storefront or dining room, ghost kitchens allow multiple restaurants to work out of the same kitchen and partner with delivery companies to bring their food straight to customers. So your restaurant went under, I mean, you can't afford the space anymore, but you still want to keep in business delivering and making your food. Well, it's like working with a co-packer, and it's different logistics. It's not your place anymore. They're not coming in to eat anyway. So I think ghost kitchens probably will catch on. Okay, number 14. The new trend is cashless transactions. So there's a number of Chick-fil-A locations she's talking about that want you to not use cash at all during the pandemic. So they encourage customers to use credit cards or even better, pay through its app. I talked about Dunkin' Donuts. I have that app on my phone so that I can just hold that up. I don't even have to touch a card or anything. They can just scan it and move along. It's as touchless as it can be. Okay, number 15, trend, delivery. Car dealerships are working toward online sales and delivery. So the idea here is that you don't even have to deal with a used car dealer anymore. You can just, you know, avoid that process, find out how much it costs, pay them, get your financing, and have it even delivered in some cases. It's just more convenient all the way around and less harassment from kind of slimy car salesman types. Okay, number 16, trend, robotics. This one's cool. UPS is starting drone delivery for prescriptions, and they're doing it, you know, to like senior centers. So if you're going to do drone delivery, at least you're doing it for a useful, good cause. And I think this is wonderful. And this will be the pilot study to see how well drone delivery works for everything else. So CVS and UPS, good job. That sounds great. Number 17, trend is comfortable clothing. This one I'm terrified by. UGG, who created UGG boots, those really ugly, like, but apparently very comfortable boots, is creating a new ready-to-wear line of cozy materials, and I hope they're not nearly as ugly as the boots are, but comfortable is in. You know, we have COVID-19 and we have the COVID-20 pounds at the same time, so people are, you know, probably filling out those clothes. Maybe they need a Peloton. Okay, number 18, the trend is smaller stores, which is really quite a reversal because we've tried to go bigger and bigger and bigger. So she gives the example of Macy's that are going to be creating smaller retail stores rather than Macy's used to be like the anchor store for a mall. And malls are terrible businesses to be in, and they're declining anyway. But right now, they're going to get just hammered. So here, away from malls, they're right, you know, they're closer. So think about Macy's being, you know, trying to follow the Rite Aid model, trying to be more convenient, more close to the customer. We'll see how that works out because that's an odd fit. Okay, number 19, trend is at-home cooking. So because we know that people are eating more at home, Whole Foods has home economics cooking classes that are free. And of course, you know, you're going to have ingredients that you can find primarily at Whole Foods. And so it's a win-win. It draws people into cooking. It's aligned very well with what Whole Foods is doing and probably doesn't cost a whole lot in order to have a sizable effect that people will appreciate. Number 20, food delivery. So this is really interesting too. DoorDash is expanding to convenience items. So I was in a Chinese restaurant not too long ago, and I talked to a DoorDash guy, and I was asking him, like, how's this work? I mean, what do you deliver? Do you, you know, deliver big items? No, I mean, he's delivered French fries, one pack of French fries to someone before because they wanted French fries, and then they paid for the French fries and then paid $9 for the delivery of the French fries. So some people are going to pay for that. But think about this. I mean, this makes sense. Dash Mart is going to be like DoorDash, but for other stuff. So people will deliver toothpaste, or they'll deliver small items around, you know, that you would normally get, condiments, ketchup, toothpaste, whatever it is, just small items to go to Walmart and get and deliver it. So this extends the DoorDash line. It's already been proven with DoorDash. So now DashMart, I think, will be very profitable for a convenience factor. Okay, the next trend is curbside pickup. I was at Harris Teeter today. Harris Teeter is a grocery chain, and I'm waiting for prescription at the pharmacy. As I'm waiting, I'm just amazed by the pharmacy is right near where the grocery pickup line is, and I was just amazed by how busy the grocery pickup people were. It was just phenomenal to watch. At any rate, so this whole idea of buy online, pick up in the store, it's spreading, not just in grocery, it's going even Dick's Sporting Goods. That's the one that they highlighted here in the article. Dick's Sporting Goods has curbside pickup. I mean, so the trend is clearly moving from order online, pick up quickly, and get what you want. Okay, number 22, trend is DTC growth. DTC stands for direct to customer. So if you're an online store like Chewy that makes pet products, you're going to be doing great during this time, because just buying the thing and having Amazon ship it to you, I mean, those stores are doing wonderfully. Okay, number 23, the trend is purpose and social good. So they give an example of a Denver startup, Handoff. So a handoff deals with beer, wine, spirits, but they decided, hey, we're going to be purposeful and we're only going to deal with local beers. We're not going to we're not going to be involved in any non-local in order to do good. Okay, so some people are going to care about that. Other people, like me, I don't particularly care about that. But the purpose is important here. When you're perceived as doing good, that's going to be a growing trend. So that's another way that you can pivot and be more successful. By having the appearance of doing good, however your customer defines doing good. Now, number 24 is a trend toward increased mobile usage. Absolutely. So they give the example of a Microsoft Surface Duo with a two-screen phone. I don't know how that's going to work out yet, but maybe it'll catch on. So you can have multiple apps at the same time. But I will say that mobile usage has gone way up. I mean, I saw a student a year or two ago taking her test on a mobile phone. And I'm thinking, like, that never would have struck me. Like, I would have been in front of my computer, ready, in a quiet place. I was just stunned. But mobile usage, there's a whole segment of society that doesn't even own a regular computer, just has mobile phone, and that's how they function. And my wife does a lot on her mobile phone, so this will be another trend to watch as well. Okay, the last one, number 25, is virtual travel. So there's a touring company, it's called Walks, that launched Tours from Home, that you just take these virtual tours and you have expert guides. And I don't know how successful that'll be as paying for itself right up front, but I think it'll be great in whetting the appetite of those who want to go on tours once, you know, we can go and tour again. So I think that's a very clever thing. So I went through all of these, all 25 of these, because one, it was a great article. I mean, this Blake did a wonderful job going through all of these things. But I want you to start thinking about what is it that you need to do in your organization in order to pivot so that you can profit. Because you have certain things. What are your assets and what can you do with them? How can you recombine them in such a way that it'll be more desirable now in this environment that we're in? So that brings me to the quotation for contemplation is from Tom Peters. Tom Peters said, life's pretty simple. You do some stuff. Most fails. Some works. You do more of what works. If it works big, others quickly copy it. Then you do something else. The trick is doing something else. So, and that's really where we are now. I mean, who would have thought about some of what we're doing, ghost kitchens? I mean, it wouldn't have even struck us before. Or, you know, the trend towards drive-through being, you know, the apps. Okay, it was a good idea, but it wasn't something that we were thinking, wow, we really ought to be doing this. But right now, capitalizing on that, being an early mover in this process, that will allow you to have a huge advantage. So next episode, I'm going to go deep into one of them, and we'll just try to unpack that a little bit more. Hey, thanks for listening to the Leadersmith podcast. If you like what you hear here, please consider subscribing. I'm trying to bring you valuable content that will help you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow.